Hi, this is Zena Harris.
And I'm Mark Rabin.
Welcome to the tie-in. Hello, everyone. We are back with our weekly
We're
chat.
back. Midsummer installation.
Midsummer installation. This is a Friday banter conversation that we are having because we've both been busy this week and it's our first time to connect. So,
yeah, this is like so much going on. It feels like summer is just like flying by. I'm like, what is going on here?
I know. It's been really cool for me and my household because my husband and son have been planning a scout trip for like a year and it finally kicked off this week. And so it has been, you know, the anticipation, all the meetings, everything. And then finally we did it. So I helped take 12 folks from our scout troop to New Mexico. There's a big scout ranch there. Yeah. And so I drove.
You
I drove a
12.
12. Well, so we flew in. And so two parents helped with the driving. And I drove the 12 passenger van with all the scouts in the back. So that
Do you
was
need a special
fun.
license for that?
No, I thought, I mean, I looked at that thing and when I was getting in and I was like, this is like long. Anyway, like it was some crooked parking, no doubt, but like, you know, so it was really fun. And we drove to this scout ranch and it's called Philmont and it's, you know,
is it like cowboy, like
it is
Wild
like,
West Ranch?
well, they have different, like, it's a big, like it's, you know, thousands of acres, right? So it's like, it's a really big ranch. People from all over the world come, like scout troops from all over the world come and do their backpacking trip
Nice.
there, and it's well organized, all the stuff.
It's
So
like rafting, horseback riding, things like that.
I mean, like they have backcountry camps. Our crew is doing a 77-mile hike all around. It's really cool. And yeah, I mean, so we got them there and they checked in all the stuff, and you could just tell like everybody's so excited because this has been like a year in the making. And then I stayed in this wonderful B&B, like just like a mile or two away that overlooked the ranch. And I mean, lovely, lovely. And then I
I
met
mean,
this like wonderful old couple. I mean, older, they're retired. They were lovely. And had this just a wonderful conversation with them. And toward the end, the guy goes, well, you know, I'm a burner. And I was like, oh, you know, and we just started, you know, his wife's like, okay, I'm out. You guys talk.
yeah,
Like,
exactly. Well, you're like, I'm not a burner, but
I
I'm
told
burner
him, I was like,
adjacent.
I know. I was like, you know, I know a lot of, you know, whatever, a lot from you. I told him about you and what you do and you go and all
So
the stuff.
funny.
So
I don't even
anyway,
know if I identify as a burner. I'm just like, I'm okay, but
he's going. And I was like, I can connect you
wow.
and you guys can meet
Oh
up.
yeah. Tell him to come have a tour of solar battery systems.
I know. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So got back
That's
last
great.
night.
Yeah, I mean, burners are everywhere.
They
They're
are.
everywhere. And, you know, this is just like making a difference in the world. Some of them are just focused on the community building and aspect, you know, of Burning Man. And some are like change their lives and some just kind of pop in and pop out. There's a lot of, I mean, the median age is kind of like mid-40s. I don't know, something like that. So, yeah, it's super interesting.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, and it's part of like a broader global movement, right? Of the regional burns and festivals and things like that. And speaking of festivals, I spent my birthday weekend last weekend, at Pechina Bay Music Festival. This time I was going to check it out because I'm like, you know, I'm not organizing anything. I'm not doing anything. I'm not responsible for anything. When the power went out on the stage, I was like, ha, not my problem. And that felt really good. And felt bad for the organizers.
I bet.
Well, I don't know what was going on there, but I was like, I can just walk away. That's not my problem. And it was interesting. It was really, really wonderful. on a pristine raw beach on west side of Vancouver Island, about a 1,000-person festival, and it was just so magical and whimsical and very West Coast BC, just so creative. And there was kids and dogs and all ages and everything going on literally on this like sandy campground next to a beautiful beach. But it was so interesting because one of the beach stages literally had a honking job site generator, like a smaller, like a putt-putt, that was just like just blasting away right in earshot of like the stage. And I was like, wow, like, you know, just sometimes like, I mean, I take so much care, and, you know, with higher education, what we do, we take so much care to make sure that we don't like bleed into the music and, you know, all the things. We've been doing this for 10 years more. And then you go somewhere like that, and it's like literally this like right in front of next to the stage is a generator, and it's kind of like this is distracting. And I was just like, I'm like, deep breath, it's not your problem, it's not your thing, just like walk away. You know? So I don't know, it's a good learning for me, because I'm just like, just I can't, I just can't, you know. I have too many other things going on.
Well, this is, you're gonna, this is the nerd coming out in me, but Mark, I'm telling you, like, this stuff happens all the time in all sorts of different places. And we talked to Mo, Dhaliwal the other, I
Yeah.
don't know, the
This
other
is this
day.
week's, last week's podcast.
Yeah, and and he's talking about all the little, cultural festivals and whatever that they're just going on, right? So like, this people don't know about, in these kind of micro, communities, if you will, these like festival communities, they don't know about clean tech. They're not like plugged into festival
No,
world. They're
yeah.
just holding a festival because they want to get together. They want to, do something, and they want some food trucks. Like
Yeah.
that's what they want.
And
And
power's an afterthought anyway. It's
power's
just
an
like, well, how are we going to do
afterthought.
this? Yeah.
Yeah. So like I get it. I get it. Like this is the opportunity space.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, it's still, you know, unless you're really into it. I mean, again, it's even most sound guys and most event groups, and, you know, they don't have a clue. But it's going to, yeah, it's going to change. It's going to start. You know, things like Burning Man, for example, eventually all the art cars will have to be battery powered. And then how do you charge a battery powered art car? Well, it's going to be either from a diesel generator, or it's going to be from some sort of a microgrid or some sort of a solar array and battery system. So, you know, it has to start somewhere. And I think from in the transportation sector, I mean, that can be a great leading, you know, solution to making sure that we're going electrified. And then of course you have to charge it, and then of course you've got to do all that stuff. So I think, yeah, I still believe in entertainment, right? Obviously, which we talk about all the time, as a force for change. And if we can change how we do things here, like your initiative many, many years ago around, you know, electrified transport for film, right? In terms of vans and getting the driving force to adopt. And then all of a sudden, well, all the other rental companies were, right? I mean, this was one of your initiatives with Real Green, I believe, and GreenSpark Group. But it worked. It worked. And so from that, then people were like, oh, how are we going to charge these things? How are we going to do this? And then, so it definitely does start at the transportation level, in my opinion. You know, a bit of a ramble there, but
Totally. It's just, like once you know about it and you can't not see it. Like you know about clean tech and powering stages, and you walk up to a stage that's not being powered that way and you're like, whoa, you notice, right? This is the awareness piece. This is like, once you know about these things, you can't not see them. And then, festival organizers, it's just a ripple effect, right? So,
Yeah, but also like we spend so much time in artistry, right? Like creating these beautiful spaces, and then you have a generator,
I know.
right? So that's the juxtaposition that I don't understand. Or it's like the cellist who's craft, you know, 30 years in their art, they're in the park playing beautifully, and then there's a generator next to them too, and you're like, well, kind of kills the buzz.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It doesn't have to be that way, right? Like we all know that, right? It's this is so, yeah, it's Well, that's, one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast. It's one of the reasons why we're just trying to get this into more popular conversation and thinking, and not just in our film and TV bubble that we've been living in, but just, like expanding and, like anybody who will listen. Like the guy at the B&B in New Mexico was like totally like interested in this stuff and talking about, like who knows who his friends are? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and he go, maybe he'll listen to this.
Well,
Hi.
even at the coffee shop, this morning, I was talking to someone in line, and they were like, "Oh, I do. I'm a fundraiser. I do galas for fundraising and so on." And I'm like, "Oh, that's interesting." And then we started talking about events, event production, and I was like, "Well, I just pulled out a little tie-in card, and I was like, well, check out the podcast." Right?
I know. There was another mom on the trip with us, and we got to talking, and she does event production in corporate world. And so I was like, oh, interesting. Like, that's a whole other, opportunity space,
Totally.
but yeah. So anyway,
Yeah, lots
yeah,
of convos to be had, right? And we've got lots of good convos coming out in the next few weeks as well. So, I mean, looking forward to that.
I know. And you're going to Burning Man, right? Is that it's coming
I am,
up?
yeah, I'm gonna go. It's coming up fast. Yeah, definitely gonna be going there and being, boots on the ground. Again, checking stuff out and participating with my crew, and yeah, we'll be announcing that. It's still in stealth mode, so that's exciting. Lots of stuff going on.
Well, stay tuned. Little cliffhanger. All right. All right. Well, good chatting with you. Let's wrap this one up. And I
Happy
hope
midsummer, everybody.
I know. Happy midsummer. Like, get out there and enjoy while you can.
Our designer is Aaliyah Kane. Music is by Peter Chapman. Social media is by Picnic Social. Our producer is Colin Miller.